Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning once again into the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Okay, so listen, I am being very risky today. I mean, extremely risky. Number one, well, first of all, this episode was not the one that was on the schedule. And I'm saying schedule in air quotes, even though those of you listening, obviously you can't see me. However, I'm doing the air quotes for those who can see me, because one of the risky things that I'm doing right now is I am recording this episode as well. All right, can I get some cheers? I feel like there should be, you know, people cheering in the background. I should see a standing ovation for that, just for that. And also, number two, the other risk is that I started saying this before and seeing got off track already. The second risk is that I'm going off the schedule of scheduled episodes, and I am throwing this episode in with no notes, nothing in front of me written. I mean, absolutely nothing. And if you've been listening to me for a while, I've said this a few times that I usually have notes in front of me, nothing detailed, but just something to keep me on track, because number one, I'm very passionate about what we talk about on the show. I am very passionate about not just motivating people, but empowering people or reminding people how powerful they are to fulfill every desire that they have. There's no such thing as big dream, small dream, childhood dream. No, a dream is a dream, period. Okay, so I'm very, first of all, very passionate about that. So I tend to get very long-winded. I tend to just, you know, you can see and feel my passion coming through with what I say, because I just feel like this is one of my purposes in life, is to remind people that you are more powerful than you could possibly imagine, and to step into your dream, to embrace your dream. That is powerful to do that, because not everybody does. Not everybody does. We've heard this phrase, very popular phrase. We've heard it before. There's so much potential in the cemetery because people decided, they talked themselves out of going after what it is they really wanted for whatever reason. So, but back to my two risks today, going off the rails, no schedule or unscheduled episode, and I have no notes and I'm recording. Side note, the reason why I'm recording is because I'm thinking I may start a YouTube channel, which will basically be my episodes recorded. I've been thinking about that. And to be honest, I'm still not really sure if that's something that I want to do right now. But I thought, you know, why not just try it? Throw this episode in. Why not just try it? So the reason for this episode, now I've recorded, what is it? This would be the 12th episode, the 11th episode. And so I started this podcast February 22nd because I felt it was time for me to just really use my voice, and encourage others to step back into the power of words when it comes to fulfilling your passion, when it comes to getting paid for fulfilling your passion and living out your dreams. Yes, that's what we talk about here on this show too, as well. You can get paid for being yourself. I do not believe that any of us were put here to spend 40 hours a week, 5 days a week, doing something just because we have to. Mm-mm. I don't believe that. You cannot pay me to believe that. Never. We're given too many gifts and too many talents to not pursue them and be compensated for them. Because I also know that beyond belief, I know that what we have, those gifts that we have, those dreams that we have, it is meant to put more peace out into the world, to put more beauty out into the world. How can it not? How can it not? We were put here to create. We were put here to create. And when I oftentimes I use the word, you know, create, and I say that we are creators. And I'm not necessarily talking about someone who paints. You know, I'm not necessarily talking about someone who, you know, uses their hands for pottery. I'm talking about creating what we want. Having a vision, putting the vision on paper, and speaking with our words, going back to the power to speak what we want. That's what I know to be true. So with this episode, I wanted to do a few things. This actually came to me. I was having a photo shoot. I was doing a shoot for my newest design, which actually you can see me. For those of you that can see me, I have it on. But it was just another one of my hand-painted designs, and I needed to get it photographed and get it uploaded on the website. You know, all those fun things. By the way, I love photo shoots. Well, normally I love to take the shoots outside. I love to take the pictures outside. You get that natural sunlight. Any of you photographers know what I'm talking about when I say that natural sunlight comes through, gives you natural sun-kissed glow to the skin, all of that. So I go outside and the wind is just blowing, just heavy wind, you know, for no reason. It's not raining, perfectly blue sky. I thought, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. You know, my hair is blowing all over the place. And I took the pictures this morning, and I should have expected for it to be a little warm. I didn't expect to break a sweat, though. And I almost said, oh, no, I'm not going to do the shoot today. Or maybe I'll do the shoot, but do it inside. And I thought, no. I'm going to stick with the shoot. In some of the photos, you might see, you know, my nose glistening with sweat a little bit. Of course, you know, the wind is blowing, so my afro is blowing in the wind. And I thought, no, this is natural. This is perfect. So I just went with it. And actually, the pictures came out really good to go along with the vibe of the outfit. And the outfit was very free and flowing. Hence, my hair was free and flowing. So while I was doing that, you know, I thought, why don't I do an episode to, number one, reintroduce myself, talk about why my company exists, and also talk about the benefit and the advantage that you have when you are passionate about more than one thing, when you are a multi-passionate, and I'm gonna use the word again, creator. So number one, my company is called the Iconic by Temu Luxury Art Collective, okay? Iconic by Temu. Why did I choose Iconic? We are masterpieces. We are iconic. We are God, universe, whatever word you want to use. We are the infinite expression of God. We are the infinite expression of the universe. We are infinite expression of that same intelligence that keeps the earth and the sun from crashing into each other. We have that same power that flows through our veins every single day. We didn't have to ask for it. It's innate. We have it. And so it is. That is Iconic to me by Temu. Temu is my middle name. There you have it. A Swahili for sweet one. All right. So that's it. So Iconic by Temu Luxury. Now, from a lot of us, I know when I think of luxury, the first thing I think of is that G-Wagon, that Mercedes G-Wagon. Okay. I think it's the, what is it? What motto is it that I love? That is it AMG? You know, the real boxy one, that the heavy boxy one that just looks like, here I am, you know, that's what I think of. But, you know, luxury, it's beyond name brand. It's beyond, it's even beyond a material thing. To me, luxury is equates to freedom of expression. To me, that's luxury. Luxury is the freedom to be creative. Luxury is the freedom to spend your time doing the things that you love, with the people that you love, helping other people, having a positive impact. To me, that is luxury. Luxury is also doing the things to take care of yourself. Luxury is eating a bowl of strawberries versus eating, I don't know, eating a bowl of M&Ms. Luxury to me is in how we take care of ourselves and how we love our bodies. Luxury is also loving, the freedom to love what you desire, the freedom to love your own dream. To me, that's luxury. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about when I say it's all of that. Iconic by Temu, luxury art. Art, again, it is, it encompasses all of those things about you, about me, about all of us that make us who we are. The art is our personalities, what we bring to any room that we walk in, what we bring to our friendships, what we bring to our significant other, what we bring to our families, what we bring to the cashier at Publix. It's how our art is who we are being. Our art, let's go back to our words and how the words that we say, and understanding that every single word that comes out of our mouth, it creates something. I'm not asking you to believe it. I know that to be true, okay, for myself. So that is what art means. The collective, that goes back to who you are being, what you encompass, the gifts and talents that you have. Every single gift, the collective is, for example, I'll use myself as an example. I am a singer. I love to sing. I love to dance. I love to create apparel. I love to create my own designs for apparel. I love to do photo shoots, not taking the pictures. I love being photographed. Okay. I love being photographed. I have no problem being in front of the camera. Okay. So also I am a writer. I'm an author. I'm a published author. Okay. I'm actually working on my second novel right now. Newsflash. Hello. So I also love beauty and fragrance. All of those things are collective of who I am. I can be calm when the time comes for it. I can be the light when the time comes for it. I can also be a Spartan when the time comes for it, and I'll answer appropriately. The collective is who we are being, all of those aspects of us that we love, all of those aspects of us that we wish we could spend more time doing. And I want you to ask that. I want you to ask yourself that question. What are those things that maybe you stopped doing? Maybe there were things that you love to do, you know, say in your early 20s, your early 30s, and you just stopped doing because maybe you felt like it was, air quotes again, a waste of time, or you didn't see how doing that thing could have an impact on other people. What was that? You find yourself going back to that. Those are the things that you need to explore. And you will hear a lot of what I'm saying is really going against, you know, people who say, oh, well, you just choose one thing and you just stick to that one thing. I don't believe in that. I really don't. I do not believe. Again, I go back to what I said. I don't believe that we were put here to do one thing. I believe that we were given all the things that we're given, all those things that we're passionate about, the thing that those things that you're thinking about right now, those talents that you have right now that you wish that you could explore. This week, this week you take one. Let's say right now, you know, maybe you are in finance or something. You know, maybe you have earned your living through finance, but you've got this passionate way of telling stories, and you have always wanted to be a screenwriter. Why not this week take just one step towards screenwriting? I don't care what it is. I don't know what would be the first step to getting into screenwriting, but take the first step. Allow yourself to explore those things. What is wrong with that? Allow yourself to explore those things. Okay, so Iconic by Tamu Luxury Art Collective. The reason why I have this company is because I wanted to have a way where I could have my own platform, be myself, monetize being myself. People do it every single day. And also empower others to do the same thing, to show people what's possible. When you just give yourself the luxury of being free to be yourself, that's it. That's it. And it sounds so simple, but we allow our intellect, we allow our ego, we allow our human to make it difficult. And I'm learning every single moment, especially these days, that it is not difficult. Give yourself the luxury, the freedom to express. If you love to dance, if you, let's say right now you're listening to this and you're in healthcare, but you love to dance, why not allow yourself to explore dancing? And maybe you may be listening saying, well, yeah, you know, I do enjoy healthcare, you know, and I just want to dance. I don't care about making money. Okay, well, first of all, I want to challenge you. If you're saying that I don't care about making money, I want to challenge you on that. And I want to challenge you to take that out of your vocabulary, because who's to say that you can't? What happens if you, let's say you go to a dance class this week, you just decide, you know, I'm just going to take this dance class. I'm going to take this hip hop class, you know, mixed in some salsa the following week. I'm just going to have fun with this. And who's to say that there could be somebody in that class that says, you know what? Have you ever thought about teaching a class? I mean, who's to say? These are so many possibilities that we cut ourselves off because we let our intellect, or we lie to ourselves and say, oh, well, you know, I don't care about making money. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And here's a side note. Don't be indifferent to money. Never be indifferent to money. Don't be indifferent to money. Okay, so this week, give yourself the luxury to explore those things about you. Go back to your vision, whatever vision you have, read it and read it again. Speak it and speak it again. Your words are creating things. They are. So I hope that this episode was empowering for you. I hope that it was fun. I'm not sure how the recording went, me recording myself. I don't even think I was looking at the camera the whole time. But anyway, you know, like I said, just try to, oh, and that's another point that I wanted to make too. When you are allowing yourself to explore those aspects of you, don't worry about it being, you know, being a certain way. You know, some of you, I'll use this as an example. You know, some of you are, you know, you want to talk more. You want to speak. You know, you want to be an orator for whatever subject, you know. But you are you're telling yourself, well, I don't sound like a certain person, or my cadence and my voice doesn't sound a certain way. I don't know if, you know, people are going to want to listen to my voice. I don't know. Listen, like I told you, I'm recording this episode because I want to try it out. I don't even think I've looked at the camera the entire time. Okay, probably when I play this back, it's going to look completely awkward. My eyes are going to probably look like they're going all over the place, but that's okay because I had to try it. Do you get my point? You have to take the first step. Give yourself the luxury to try it. To try it. Take perfection, and perfectionism is, we won't even talk about that on the show. Okay, because that's not even a thing. So, yeah, so that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to bring up that point. It's not about being perfect, but it's about being, if you can be passionate about something that you're doing, and it's not as polished, you know, as you want it to be the first time, or as you think it should be the first time, the fact that you had enough passion enough to do it, people are drawn to that. People are drawn to realness. People are drawn to that word that gets overly used, but I'm going to use it now because it's fitting. People are drawn to you being authentic. All right. So that is the episode for today. To view my work, to read my blog that I have, I do still blog. I love the joy. I get so much joy from writing. But my website is iconicbytamu.com. Send me an email. You can also see my work too, my apparel. My first novel is also sold on the website, but again, it's iconicbytamu.com. Also, if you want to chat more with me, send me an email, info@tamuinc.com. I love to, you know, hear your comments about your takeaways from the show. Let me know your takeaways from this episode. And I have enjoyed this episode. Thank you again for listening. Share this with your mom, your dad, sister, brother, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whoever. You get the idea. Share this episode. And until next time, cheers.